Okay, today we begin Perek Dalet of Mesach Shavuos, and this is all about Shavuos HaEdus. So Shavuos HaEdus means you ask someone to come testify for you, and they say that they don't know any testimony, and you make them take a Shavua, and they swear they don't know any testimony. So then if it turns out that they lied, that is a Shavuos HaEdus. That is a violation of a Shavuos HaEdus. So Shavuos HaEdus, the din of Shavuos HaEdus, no heges ba'nashim v'lo b'nashim. It only applies to men, because women are pasul HaEdus anyways. But Rechokin v'lo b'krovin, it only applies to people who are not related to you, because people are related to your pasul le'edus anyway. B'ksherim v'lo b'psulin, it only applies to people who are kasha le'edus, because people who are pasul le'edus cannot be made anyway. Ve'ena no heges ele b'ru'i in l'hayim, and it only applies to people who are ra'ui to say testimony, meaning we already said a whole bunch of people that are not, like Nashim and Rechokin, Nashim and Krovim and Psulin. Now we're saying that sometimes people are in none of those categories, and they're still not able to be made. Like a melech cannot be subpoenaed to Beis Din to be made, and therefore there's not going to be a din of shavuos ha'edus on a melech. B'fnei Beis Din v'shlo b'fnei Beis Din p'yatzmo. The chiyuv of shavuos ha'edus is whether you take that shavua in front of Beis Din or outside of Beis Din, but it has to be that you impose it upon yourself. Umi p'yacherim ein chayev nashich b'behen b'Beis Din divra meir. But if it was someone else that imposed it upon you, meaning you say, I don't know any edus, and then the person says, Mashbi'ach ani, and you say, okay, so then you're only going to be chayiv if it was in front of Beis Din, according to Rameir. The chamom, bein mi piatzmo, bein mi piacherim, the chamom say, whether it came from you or whether it was imposed upon you, ein chayav nashichu ben Beis Din. You're only going to be chayiv for shvas edus if the denial comes in front of Beis Din. Mishnah Beis, v'chayav nazdon hashvua, the edim that deny knowing testimony have to bring a korban for purposely violating this avera of swearing falsely about not knowing edus, or for b'shogeg when they're mazed about the edus, meaning they know that they're taking a false shavua, but they didn't know that it's going to be mechayev them in bringing a korban, so they weren't aware of the consequences of their false shavua. But they're not chayev if it was totally b'shogeg, meaning if they took a shavua because they thought that they really didn't know any testimony, and it turns out that they really did. Umahin chayev nalzdon shavua. What are they chayev if they did it b'mezid? Karban ola v'yared. The chayev happens to be a karban ola v'yared. So let's review what we learned today in Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. We learned that a shavua se'edus only applies to people who can actually say edus, and we had a machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim whether shavua se'edus only generates a chiyuv in front of Beis Din. Rabbi Meir says that if it's mipi acherim, it only generates chiyuv in front of Beis Din, piatzmo, it's wherever, and the Chum say both is only in front of Beis Din, both mipi acherim and piatzmo, it's in front of Beis Din. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that you're chayiv if you did the whole thing b'mezid, you're chayiv a carbon all of the yored. If you were shogeg about the consequences about the carbon, but you knew that it was that you were swearing falsely, or you were totally shogeg even about the fact that you're swearing falsely, then you're not going to be chayiv that carbon olavi arid. Kabbalah Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel.